My name is Pete McCall, and welcome to episode 55 of All About Fitness. On this episode, I'm doing a quick fit tip about the benefits of working with a personal trainer. Now, for those of you who have listened before, or, you know that I'm a personal trainer, that I educate personal trainers for a living, and if this is one of the first times you're tuning in to All About Fitness, now you know I'm a personal trainer and I educate personal trainers for a living. But let's face it, most of the time when you think about hiring a personal trainer, you probably think about, the reason why people hire a trainer is because they're just not motivated. They don't like to exercise and they think they need some young person standing over them to be a drill sergeant yelling at them to get in shape. I wonder where we get this idea. I wonder if there are any TV shows which feature personal trainers yelling at people. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it's a whole different thing. But, I'm a big proponent of working with a trainer, obviously. That's how I make a living, both, working with clients and helping others learn how to train clients. But face it, working with a trainer is a good idea to understand what you're doing when you exercise. You may look at the gym and go, well, it's just pretty simple. It's pretty self-explanatory. All the machines have instructions on them. If I can do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, then I'll be okay. But let me ask you a couple questions. When you need a repair at home, when you need a pipe repaired at home, or if you need to replace a sink, do you hire a plumber? If you need to have a car repair, if you need to fix a clutch, put in new brakes, or fix something with your car when it's making a funny sound, do you spend all day on a Saturday trying to figure it out, or do you take it to a mechanic? And when it comes to your hair, do you sit there and try to use a Flow-V? And yes, I just brought up Flow-V, that great 90s direct-to-consumer infomercial product. But do you try to cut your own hair? Do you buy a pair of clippers, just give yourself a buzz cut? Do you buy a razor and just go cue ball a la Mike Jordan? No. Why? Because you want it done right. As someone who's done a number of home repairs, I've replaced toilets. Replacing a toilet or putting in a garbage disposal is about the only plumbing I'll do. Any other major plumbing repair, guess what? I hire a professional because I want it done right. I don't want to guess. And trust me, I'll spend a lot more time working on plumbing than I will electrical. I won't even touch my own electrical because if I get something wrong with plumbing, guess what? I make it a little wet. That dries out. If I do something wrong with electrical, the consequences can be dire. But the fact is, when I need a major repair done, I go to the professionals because they will do it right the first time. It's worth the money you hire. You're worth the money you spend. Same thing for a mechanic. I could sit there and spend all day. I'm relatively mechanically inclined. I can fix a few things. I can take bolts off. I can follow instructions. I can read a schematic. I can read a diagram. But rather than spend all day on a Saturday trying to figure out how to put on new brake pads and hoping I get it right, I'd rather take my car to a mechanic and let them do it the right way, the factory way. That way I know that the brakes will work every single time and I'm not guessing. And same with the stylist. I'm more than happy to pay a professional barber a few dollars to cut my hair so it looks right. I don't need to shave my head. I don't want to shave my head. And face it, you'll spend the money to go to a stylist, a good stylist, because a good stylist just makes you look better. The point being, if you want a service done right, for the most part, you go to a professional who knows how to do that service. And that's what a personal trainer is, or that's what a coach is, a fitness instructor. A good personal trainer, a good fitness instructor, is someone who specializes in exercise. We study exercise. We study human movement. We study how exercise impacts the body for a living. Working with a good trainer, a good trainer can sit there and watch you move and within 5 minutes understand why your back is hurting or understand why you seem to have that recurring shoulder pain that you can't get rid of. Not every trainer has that ability, but there's a whole form of exercise called corrective exercise that teaches people how to understand the mechanisms of pain. Did you know that a tight calf could be causing back pain? Did you know the way that you're sitting at work or the way you're driving could be causing shoulder pain? Did you know that if you wear your phone on your arm when you run, it could be causing knee pain? These are all linked to biomechanics. And if you work with a good trainer who understands biomechanics and how all the systems of the body link together, they can help you solve that problem and help you find, most importantly, help you find the right exercise for your needs. Not all trainers are the same. There are some charlatans out there. There are some people out there who are what a friend of mine used to call mirror foggers, meaning that gyms hire them because they need somebody that to work the gym floor and this person looks good wearing a relatively tight shirt that says personal trainer on it. You know, just like they're bad congresspeople, just like they're bad doctors, just like they're bad president. Well, I'm not going to go there. But, you know, in every walk of life, in every, you know, in every job category, you have people who are the top 10% and you have everybody else. So when it comes to fitness, if you're looking for a new way to do fitness, if you're looking for a new idea about a program, or you seem to be having that, you know, that little pain that won't go away, that thing that keeps bugging you, it might be worth your time to hire a trainer. Or maybe, you know, you like exercise, but just bored. You know, you've been doing the same program for years. One of the most important things about exercise is changing it up on a regular basis. You know, maybe you enjoy reading magazines. Maybe you enjoy watching videos. Maybe you enjoy listening to fitness podcasts, which is a good thing. And if you enjoy this podcast, please take a moment to give me a rating, because the more ratings we have, the higher up on the search engines we are. But that's a side point. The thing is that, you know, you enjoy fitness, so you want to get the most out of your workouts. Well, if you find yourself being a little stale, whatever your goal is, if you want to lose weight, if you want to get bigger, if you want to train for a race, you know, working with a trainer can help you find the most effective way to do that. You know, here are a few benefits of working with a personal trainer. Number one, the number one benefit to working with a trainer is you're working with someone who's an expert in this field. And you want to ask around. You don't want to just go with the first person you meet because they look good. Because trust me, trainers that look good might know how to make themselves look good, but they may not know how to adjust an exercise for your particular needs. So working with a trainer, it allows you to get expert advice based on their background, based on their education, based on their experience. You want to ask a trainer what certifications they have, what degrees do they have. Did they go through a school? Did they go through a four-year program? I teach in a junior college that has a one-year vocational program to teach people how to be trainers. You know, that's the bare minimum, in my opinion. You know, but there are a variety of ways that people can become certified, but the bare minimum, they should have a certification. Number two, a trainer can help you find the most effective exercises for your goals and wants, and more importantly, needs, because you may want to do a certain thing. You may have certain goals. Maybe you want to get a six-pack. Maybe you want to, you know, lose a few pounds, but your body's going to move slightly different than compared to everybody else. You have your body. Your body is unique to you. A good trainer can watch you move and say, yeah, you know what? You should be doing this exercise, not that exercise. Because doing this exercise can hit the right muscles that you want to work. However, with your form, your technique, your skill level, if you try to do an exercise that's overskilled or too complicated for you, you could actually be moving closer to injury than moving closer to your goals. So working with a trainer can help you actually find the most effective exercises for what you need to do. Third, working with a trainer can teach you a safe and effective way to exercise. Or, and I get hired by this quite a bit, how to use certain pieces of equipment. You know, the TRX isn't self-explanatory. I love the TRX. It's one of my favorite pieces of equipment. But it takes a little while to learn how to use it correctly. Same with a kettlebell. You know, a kettlebell is a great piece of equipment, but you have to learn how to use it, you know, correctly. There's a ton of different equipment out there. And if you're looking to buy a few pieces, well, pay attention, because in the next month or so, I'm going to be starting to put up on my YouTube channel, my All About Fitness podcast YouTube channel. I'm going to be putting up product reviews. I'm going to be interviewing people who invent products or work with product companies to give you a little bit of look into the fitness product world about what products would be suited for you, whether you're looking for equipment at home or in a gym. But working with a trainer can help you learn how to use a new product or new piece of equipment safely. Number four, working with a trainer will help you push beyond your comfort zone. And I'll say that again, it'll push you beyond your comfort zone. There's been a variety of research looking at people who exercise on their own. You may exercise regularly. You may love going to the gym. You know, they've studied this. They've looked at people who go to the gym on their own, and they've looked at groups of people who work with a trainer or work with an instructor. Time and time again, the people that work with an instructor or trainer get better results, because the job of a trainer is to help you become comfortable being uncomfortable. You don't need to be in pain. Exercise does not need to hurt. But if you want results, you have to push past your current limits. You have to do something different. And when you do something new, when you do something different, when you do something challenging, there's a little discomfort there. You know, that's outside the gym too. If you're in a relationship, there can be a little discomfort to get to a new point in that relationship. You know, if you want to grow to new levels in the gym, you have to go to points where you're going to be uncomfortable. So a trainer can help you be comfortable being uncomfortable. Fifth, A trainer should know new exercise trends. You know, if you worked with me in the early 2000s, you would have been introduced to kettlebell training around 2004. You know, you could work with a trainer to find out what the next trend is. Don't wait till something's being sold on late night TV and go, wow, that looks cool. You know, the fact is, then in the early 2000s, most good personal trainers, and I'll qualify that with good, who do their education, their continuing education, in the early 2000s, most good educated personal trainers were already doing high-intensity interval training made popular by CrossFit. You know, CrossFit just put a system to it. CrossFit's done tremendous things. They put a system to it. They put a brand to it. They did a lot of things right. CrossFit has done a lot of things right. But if you had worked with a good trainer in the early 2000s, you would have been exposed to that type of training. You know, good trainers will expose you to what's popular now or what the best type of workout to help you meet your goals. The big trend right now in fitness is recovery, different recovery strategies. Because it's not just what you do when you exercise, but it's what you do after you exercise that can make a difference as to whether you hit your goals. And finally, number six, and in my opinion, this is the most important reason why anyone should work with a trainer. Your time is precious. There are only 24 hours in a day. Whether you have 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, or an hour, whatever time you have to spend in the gym, whether it's at home, at work, in a hotel, whatever the situation is, anytime you have some time to spend exercising, you do not want to waste that time. The definition of work in a physical sense is force times distance. Power is work over time. In order to get the best result, you have to know how to manipulate the variables of force, mass, acceleration, and time. Because that's going to elevate your work rate. That's going to elevate your power output. And power, you know, if you increase your power output, you increase your energy expenditure. You know, that's some very simple math. Good trainers understand this. Good coaches understand this. You know, working with a trainer, working with a coach, working with an instructor can help you ensure that you're getting the best results. You're getting the best return on investment from your time spent in the gym. Now, isn't that worth just a few sessions? And that's what I mean. You don't need to sit there and pay a trainer every day for the rest of your life. You don't need to do that. I make my bread and butter off of teaching people how to do the right exercise program for their needs. I don't want to be your trainer on a day-to-day basis. And there are a lot of people out there like me. You know, I want to teach you a program that you can do on your own. If you don't want to exercise, I cannot motivate you to be in the gym. And I tell people that. If you're looking for somebody to motivate you, that's not me. I can't do that. If you don't want to walk in the gym in your first place, I can't help you. But if you're somebody who's motivated to be in the gym, well, then I'm the right person for you because I can help you make sure that you get the best bang for your buck. Now, a lot of people, I don't talk about this often, but my undergrad degree is actually in economics. I went back to school later and got a master's degree in exercise science. Economics is all about maximizing your time on limited or maximizing your output from limited resources. Time is our most limited, our most precious resource. As a trainer, I specialize in helping you get the biggest return on your input of time. You know, everybody's a little bit different. Everybody has a different approach to that. That was my personal approach. Now, in this day and age, you don't even need to meet with a trainer in person. You can do remote training, digital training. I'm in the process of setting that up. There are other people out there doing that. There are other people who are doing a phenomenal job of doing remote training. It's not that expensive. Basically, like anything else in life, you get what you pay for. You can pay a lot of money and do training one-on-one via Skype or FaceTime. Or you can pay a little bit of money to get programs that you download every month based on your needs. You can also do group training. You don't need to go with the trainer one-on-one. There are some excellent trainers doing group training. You know, they train in small groups, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8 people. You know, that way you make workout time a social time. Let's face it, a lot of people don't like to exercise. But a lot of people do like to spend time with their friends being social. And if you're doing group training, then not only are you getting exercise, but you're also making your exercise time your social time. And that can be a great way to kill two birds with one stone. So whether you're looking for a trainer in real life, whether you're looking for a trainer for groups, whether you're looking for a trainer for online, do your research. Find trainers who are qualified, please. Find trainers who at the minimum, bare minimum, have a nationally accredited certification. In my show notes, I'll have a couple of links to a couple of the major certifications. You know, be an educated consumer. You know, ask questions, look for referrals, do a little search online. You know, you can use Yelp. There are other places that have great listings for trainers. Look for testimonials. A good trainer will have testimonials up about, you know, the people that he or she has helped. You know, all I want you to do and what I'm trying to do with this podcast is help you become a more educated fitness consumer. There are a ton of benefits for working with a personal trainer. You have to make sure that you can afford it. You don't want to overpay for a service that you're not going to use. You know, generally in a one-on-one setting, you know, in most urban markets, you can expect to pay between about $75 and $150 an hour for a good trainer. Some elite trainers will charge upwards of $300 to $500 an hour. You know, brand new trainers new to the industry will probably charge somewhere about $50 to $75 an hour. You know, if you live in more rural markets, if you live in smaller urban areas, $50 to $75 an hour would probably be the going price for a one-on-one session. You know, when you go to online training, there is a ton of different options. You know, for $20 a month, you can download a program you can do on your own. For more money, you can do and have private coaching sessions. You can do group coaching sessions. Do your research. Look for the type of person that appeals to you. You know, if you need a specialist, like someone who can help you out of pain or someone to help you prepare for a specific sport, do the search on that. You know, look for referrals. Ask your friends. You know, but at the very least, you know, if you're one of these people who love to exercise, even if you exercise every day and your motivation's not an issue, you know, you just want to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck. You just want to make sure you're getting the best out of your time spent in the gym. Then working with a trainer just for a few sessions might be for you. You know, just look around, ask around, rise for the right people. You know, if you want to find people in your area, you can email me, Pete at PeteMcCallFitness.com. Chances are I know somebody probably in your area. I've traveled around the world for the last 10 years teaching education workshops. I got a pretty extensive network, and I have a pretty good idea of who's who in most major urban markets, not just in the States, but I'm talking about places like Hong Kong, Singapore. I've been in Shanghai a few times, you know. So wherever you may travel, I can probably help find you the right person to train with. But whatever your goal is, whatever your fitness goal is, whether you're just, you know, general interest or you have a very specific goal, I just want to let you know that taking the time to work with a trainer can help you become closer to reaching that goal. Investing your money in a trainer can help you get the best return out of your time spent sweating. I'm Pete McCall. That's my quick fit tip for the day, a little bit longer than I thought. But keep an eye out. I got some awesome guests coming up. Got some great content coming up for you. You can check out my website, PeteMcCallFitness.com. I've been posting new blogs up there every week. If you have any questions, you can email me, Pete at PeteMcCallFitness.com. You can follow my Twitter. I generally tweet out my blogs, both my personal blogs, as well as the blogs I write for the American Council on Exercise. I also write for 24 Hour Fitness and Total Gym. So when I publish those blogs, I tweet them out. My Twitter handle is PeteMC_fitness. That's PeteMC_fitness on Twitter. And my Instagram, I post a lot of fun stuff, irreverent stuff, sometimes some family stuff on Instagram. A lot of times I post stuff to kind of get you new, thinking differently, a little bit differently about fitness. My Instagram handle is PeteMcCall_fitness. PeteMcCall_fitness on Instagram. And again, I mean it, guys. If you enjoy listening to this podcast on a regular basis, please do me a favor, hit those ratings, because the more ratings we get, the more people will be tuning into this show. And all I'm trying to do is help you become a more educated fitness consumer so you can use exercise to help you live your best life possible. Have a great day, and I look forward to having you stop by for future episodes of All About Fitness.